John 10:11. Jesus told us who he is. I am the good shepherd, he said. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
As another Sabbath goes, my heart's heavy, I yearn for more of God's set aside hours to pray and rest. Isaiah 58. As God's seventh day nears its end, my workload once more must begin.
Shall honor him, not doing your own way, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. Isaiah 58:13-14.
I've loved God's day of rest. Yahweh, Lord, it is sad to see your gift of Sabbath go that delighted me so. Through your seventh day, not making others work, my mind resting as you commit me. Serve you well till your blessing gift of next Sabbath. Psalm 23, for my good God makes me rest. Psalm 23, for my good God makes me rest. Through Hebrews 4, God demands
3 and Hebrews 4, it's all about God's command to obey rest. Ezekiel 20, 9-3, God named Yahweh says, "But I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles. They did not walk in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them," quoting Leviticus 18:5. "And they greatly defiled my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them." Ezekiel 20, 9-13, God speaking about his people. Starting at Hebrews 3:17. "Now with whom was God angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey?" Hebrews 4:4. "For God has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works." Verse 11, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience."